Hello, sweeties. Welcome to a new episode of Two Aunties. I'm Marie-Geneviève.
And I'm Lauren.
Two Aunties is a podcast in which we cover topics that appeal to us as we are two women in their late 20s. Today, we will be talking about wifey material. I know that a lot of you think that wifey material is whether you cook, you clean, or whatever, but we will first go into what we mean by wifey material, and then we will discuss it, and we will also talk about taking things to the next level. So, Lauren, what does wifey material mean to you?
Okay, sorry, I had coffee in my mouth. For me, it's the basic knowledge of, like, you know, the woman who... It's actually complicated to explain what wifey material is, because, like, wifey material is the basic of, like, you know, the perfect woman to be a wife with, or for a man, right? So, you know, yes, there's cooking, there's cleaning, there's, like, you know, she financially stable or whatever, but there's also the fact, like, the emotional part where she's always there for you, she's loyal, she's picking you up, she never gives up. What else? Shit, I didn't think this question through. Yo, a wifey material is literally an independent woman who's very independent for herself, but who's also there for her partner. So, like, she's doing for herself, but she's also doing for her partner. And most of the time, she will forget herself just to support her partner. And for me, that's major wifey material. You know, when you put, like, your things on hold so you can help your partner, that's wifey. You know, when you're supposed to be going out with your girls or whatever, but your partner is like, you know, I got to do this. You're like, okay, hold on, I'm going to help you do that, get that shit done. Then, you know, reschedule whatever she has to do for the partner. Honestly, wifey material is a boss-ass lady. Ready for anything whenever she needs to be ready. That's a wifey material. My tummy hurts. Sorry, guys.
For me, I feel like wifey material is mostly, like, the psychological part. Like, the... It's not, like, cooking, cleaning, whatever for me, because I feel like everybody can clean. A lot of people can cook. Not everybody, but a lot of people can cook. You know, nobody, you know, like, when they say, like, every woman has a pussy or whatever, it's true, you know? So, for me, it has to go to the next level of things. So, it has to be, like, someone that is there for you, who is a go-getter for herself also, because I feel like wifey material feels, like, it looks like it's more a term used when the woman forgets herself. But I feel like if a woman is really wifey material, she also do her things, like, everything for herself also, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, like, someone who supports you and who encourage you and everything. So for me, like, everything that has to do with cooking, cleaning, for me, it's superficial. It has to be deeper than that. So how do you know if you are wifey material?
I don't think you necessarily know that you're wifey. Somebody definitely tells you, or, like, you know, you're going through... somebody definitely tells you you're wifey, or just by the way you do certain things will show that you're wifey. I don't think it's something like, you know, you wake up one morning and, like, you know what, I'm a wifey material. So, yeah.
I think I'm wifey material.
No, I know I'm wifey material.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think, like, the thing is, I didn't wake up one morning and I was like, you know what, I'm wifey material. It's like, it came in with, like, you know, all the work and all the struggles and all, like, the responsibilities I had that, like, I was like, you know what, I basically do what a wife does without being married. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can also see it in your relationships. Like, you definitely see in certain relationships how you treat your partner, regardless if it's just your partner. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I lost my chain of thought. I was going to add something and then I forgot. Anyways, if I remember, I'll come back to it. So the next part, we want to talk about the reasons why you are wifey material, but don't get wifed.
Hold on. Look, I gotta read this shit properly, okay? Y'all gotta give me a minute. Because I'm still, like, you know, on a décalage horaire, which is not really true because I ain't travel, but, you know, my brain is still on a décalage. Oh, see, no, I can't answer that question because shit. Reasons why you're a wife material, but don't get wife. Because niggas ain't shit. That's why. Men ain't shit. Period. That for me is that. Because they be out there posting, like, you know, cute couple pictures. I'm looking for a ride or die. I want this. But then you get the ride or die. You get the cute couple looking picture. But yet, yeah, I ain't got no ring on your finger. You're not.
But I think there's also a second part to that. I mean, yes, there's a part where the man is not serious or whatever. But I feel like also there's the fact that if you give the wifey material type of things to the wrong person, maybe there's a lack of, not knowledge, but you know what I mean? Like, you're giving it out when you're not supposed to give it out. So, like...
Yeah, but that's the next question. You're answering the next question. That's not the same
I'm thing. Not answering the next question. I'm just saying I feel like that's a reason somebody would know and be wifey material, but don't get wife. Like, you try to be, like, try to be so much into a serious relationship and whatever that you just are willing to give it out to anybody.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That's what I mean.
Okay. I can understand that.
So that brings us to the next section, which is giving... too quickly the wifey material, and I will say this is one of my toxic traits. But it is who I am.
I don't think it's who you are. I think it's what you desire, so you do it. I don't think it's something about who you are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, to be honest, like, I am wifey material, right? But the thing is, and I'm saying I am wifey material, not as like a boast or like, you know, yeah. No, it's literally, it is who I am, yes. But I don't give this to everybody and anybody either. Like, I already put enough effort and I have enough responsibility that I don't want to add to that, like, you know, baggage as is already. But I feel like some people give out wifey material too quick because they are not necessarily desperate, but they want to show that, like, you know, I'm worth keeping. Like, you want to prove something because you're not desperate, because I find that desperate sounds wrong, but, like, you really ultimately want to be in a relationship or you ultimately want to get married. So, like, you show that shit way too in advance when the basic dating steps hasn't even been achieved. Or, like, I know a lot of girls, and I mean, I know a lot of girls who've dated, like, you know, several men in, like, the last year. And with each of their men, they gave that wifey material or that wifey part of them way too quick to then regret it, but then redo it again with the next man. And I'm just like, are you that desperate to be in a relationship that you need to show that, like, you know, you're a boss lady, that you're a wifey lady, like, you can cook, you can clean, you're there to support, you're financially there to support them, you're loyal. Like, what's the point when you haven't even got claimed yet? I think that's the problem. Like, people want to get claimed so quick that they show out, like, all those good traits, yet they're not claimed. And for me, I feel like that's the reason why they give out wifey material too quick. Like, I don't. It took me with Snip Snap, it took me still like 3 years. 3 years before I became fully, like, you know, like, okay, you know what? We're 3 years into this goddamn relationship. I can ease off of, like, you know, being a bitch and start being the girlfriend and, like, slowly being the wifey into the process of, you know, like, an end goal relationship. And even at that, I still got played. So, like, no, I find that people give wifey material way too quick to undeserving characters as well. Like, in seek of, like, a, not approval, but in seek to, like, you know, demonstrate that this is who I am. So, like, you're getting the goods. Like, I am that person that you're seeking for. So, what more do you need? Like, I don't know.
I feel like, from having all the thought process that I'm having right now and everything, and I've been reading a lot and everything, I feel that what you said is true, but there's also complementary to all of this, there's also a part of ego where, like, I know I'm a very good maternal person. You know, I'd be maternal with even my friends and everything, you know? And so what I've learned is that you have to be careful, because sometimes being maternal with people or giving wifey material to people that haven't claimed you yet and whatever, is just a way to feed your own ego. Like, it's not healthy to do so. It's just like, oh, this is what I know I'm good at, and so I'll succeed. And it's sort of self-soothing, you're basically feeding your ego with that. And so that's a thought process that I've been having a lot. And I know I talk a lot about ego, but I feel like everything turns to you around ego at some point. You know? Why are you laughing?
No, what? I hear it, and I'm just like, yeah, possibly. Like, I think it's because it was your discovery of the year.
Yeah.
I think that's why. But no, I can understand. I can relate.
But yeah, so I feel like everybody has certain, like, mechanisms to feed their own ego. And I feel like that's one of mine, to be like, yes, like, as you said, like, you're trying to show, oh, look, you don't have to look elsewhere, I'm here, you know? But mm-hmm. also, like, I know I'm good at that. So right now I have to, like, stop with the wifey material and just try to find something healthier to feed my ego. I feel like that type of topic looks super superficial, but there's so many layers to it. Like I said, like, yes, like, there's a part of the men that takes advantage of it, but I feel like also the women who gives it out super quickly has, like, also her part in that. Like I said, like, it can come from ego, it can come from insecurity, it can come from a lot of things, but you have to look deeper than just men age it or women age it or whatever, you know? That's how I feel about that topic.
No, like, I still find that at the end of the day, it's a very, for certain female wanting to give it out so quick, I find it's a lack of confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, it's a lack of confidence to give it out so quick because you're so scared. Or, like I said, and I hate the word desperate because I feel like there's a better word for desperate. Like, it's desperateness of not wanting to be alone and showing that, like, you're capable of doing exactly what a wife can do for
you. You're basically looking for something to fill you, not fill you up, that sounds wrong, but to fulfill yourself. So desperate maybe, but like,
you, an approval.
Something lacking.
I think it's like more of an approval of saying, like, yeah, I'm capable of being wifey. But I find that, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's very complicated to say it because, like, in my head, it makes sense. Like, I have, like, an example, and we're just going to call her. Oh, shit. How am I going to call this child?
Anna.
Yeah, we're going to call her Anna. And I think this is one of the reasons why I find that people give wifey material. Anna's a pretty girl. She's short. She's plump. She has everything she needs to have, like, physically, right? She's cute. But Anna seeks so much, when I mean so much approval from everybody, regardless what it is, that when she talks about her relationship, I can also see that she seeks approval from her relationship, right? Because she's like, I'm so wifey to so-and-so person. But in my head, I'm like, so certain person hasn't claimed you yet. So why are you being wifey? Like, why are you giving out your goods and, like, all your qualities and all your effort, but you're not claimed? And when I mean you're not claimed is you're neither girlfriend, you're neither seeing, you're neither partner. You're just there giving because you want to show you're a bad bitch. That's how I feel, right? I feel like Anna does this a lot. And then I started noticing in Anna's character that, like, after several men that she's dated in the course of us being in close proximity, She does this little thing every time where she will give out wifey material way too quick and then be disappointed at the end. And I'm like, why do you give wifey material when you weren't claimed to be a wife yet? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, being claimed to be a wife with a ring on your finger. Because, like, in today's day and age, wifey's your girlfriend, your ride or die, it's your boo-tang, it's whatever, right? But why would you give out being a wifey so quick, yet you're not claimed? You're showing care for somebody who doesn't show you the same care. And, like, in basic general relationship, it should be equal. So you're giving out so much more and not receiving, but you're still giving more and you're still not receiving. And at the end, you have the audacity to be mad when you're like, but I was so wifey to this person and I've always been there. Well, good for you. Like any normal human being, we're going to take advantage of whatever is given to us free. It's basic for me. Need. It's a need to want to prove that, like, you're something. Or it's a need to be claimed. It's a need to show that, like, you know what? I am wifey. I am his wife, although you weren't claimed to be so or whatsoever. And as you say wifey material, right? Does he show you hubby material? And I think that goes hand in hand. If you're giving out wifey, you should be receiving hubby material. But if you're giving out wifey and you're not receiving hubby, well, once more, if you're a smart person, an intelligent person, you would see it and you'd be like, yo, you know what? I need to take a step back, recalculate this relationship or whatever situationship I'm in and see if I'm doing too much for nothing in return. As in any relationship. So yeah, I find it's like a desperate need to be approved. It's a desperate need to prove to yourself. To prove to yourself that you're something, and also to prove to your partner that you're something above. Like, what he's seeking for, well, you're already there.
I think also, you were talking and I was thinking about that. I feel like it is also a way to, is acapari a word in English, or am I just saying a French word with an English accent?
I don't know.
You know, like, you try to cuff the person by giving wifey material, but it doesn't work. Like I said, anybody can cook, anybody can clean, pussy is pussy, whatever, you know? So, okay. No, but it's true. It's true.
Though. I know, it's just the word pussy is so vulgar. I was like,
But it's true. So, I feel like certain people will do that because they're quote-unquote desperate. That's not the right word. We said it, but whatever. Yeah. Or need to feed their ego, but there's also the need to cuff somebody and say, oh, I'm grabbing that person for myself, but since they're not giving me back, it's just like you're playing with yourself, basically. I have a question while you were talking also for you, which isn't in the thing, but you said that it took you 3 years to give wifey material to Snip Snap. What, like, key elements made you decide to give it?
To tell you the honest truth, it wasn't even about, like, being Snip Snap. It could have been anybody. But, like, I feel like in our relationship with me and Snip Snap, we have reached a stage where, like, the comfort level was passing beyond. We were getting into, I won't say a routine, but we're getting into our comfort zone of our relationship, right? It's like we were very comfortable with one another. And it came in naturally, to tell you guys the honest truth. Like, it could have been like 3, it could have been 4, it could have been 2 years, but I'm going to put it at the 3-year mark because I know I'm a stubborn person. And regardless of wifey or not wifey, I don't trust easily. So it took a while before I let go of that vulnerable part of me. And that's why I keep on saying, like, for me, wifey, it's me showing my vulnerable part to you as well. Like, now I'm vulnerable to you. I'm doing pretty much whatever I would have to do if we were to be together. Not if we were to be together, but, like, what you're getting right now is the same thing you would get if we were married and more at this point of our relationship. So I don't know what key element brought to it. I don't know why. It was just something instinctively natural because, like I said, it's been a while. We worked together for a while. So at some point, like, you know, your body starts, like, you know, getting comfortable. Your mind starts easing. Like, your wall starts, like, you know, coming down. And then, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I guess this brings us to our last part, which is being ready to take things to the next level.
In what sense? Because I got to understand that question. Like,
I feel like what would be the right way, it's similar to the question I just asked you, like, how would you suggest that people, like, give me a second, I'm trying to rephrase that. Like, how would you know that you're ready to give out wifey material in general, not just in your... I feel like you've answered it. And I do agree with what you said, like, it should be natural and just, like, you... It's like, you know when you ask, how did you know he or she was the right one? It was just like, well, I just knew, you know? People also always say that, I just knew. So I feel like that's basically, like, a stupid question to ask, because...
I don't think it's that stupid. Like, if... Let me reread the question, because, like, the way I understand it... I'm sorry, just because, like, my phone's being stupid. Like, I feel like... With that question, like, being ready to take it to the next step, it's, like, in any basic relationship. And I think, like, in today's day and age, people do not keep that in track. Like, I'm very old school, so I tend to, like, you know, see, like, you know, courtship, you know, dating, and then, like, you know, I feel like people are so quick into, like, jumping into being in a relationship that, like, there's certain levels of, like, that relationship that hasn't been reached or hasn't been achieved yet. That, like, a lot of it does crumble down quickly. So being ready to be on to the next level, it's like when you guys have both, because a lot of people talk about this honeymoon phase, right? And I find that shit is stupid. The honeymoon phase is something stupid to me. Like, it's oblivious. Like, there's not one time in your relationship that, like, is going to be all perfect, all rosy, all we're all lovey-dovey. No, because if so be the case, and you guys don't know each other, if so be the case that in your relationship, in the beginning of your relationship, for, like, I don't know, like, people say, what, it's a 6-month phase, that in 6 months, you guys are, like, all roses, all flowery and whatnot. Well, y'all don't know each other. Because in 6 months, if you haven't shown your true character to your other partner, well, they don't know you. And that's when I feel like afterwards, when everybody starts passing the six-month phase, shit started getting real. We're no longer in the honeymoon phase. We're fighting. We're yelling. We're threatening each other. We're breaking up and whatnot. And I feel that's exactly where I come back to. Well, you try to be wifey without showing who the fuck you were initially. Like, what was the point of all of that? Like, I feel like if you want to be a wifey and you want to take it to the next level and, like, have that, like, you know, type of symbiotic, like, relationship with your partner, you have to be real from who you are from the get-go. Like, and of course, I'm not saying that you got to give him all your raw at once. Like, yeah, take it step by step, you know, like, step by step. But it should get to that point where, when you guys are continuing and you guys are growing together, you're like, oh, shit, yeah, okay. I knew this about you, but I never seen it. I just feel like there's a lot of things in relationship in today's day and age that people don't seem to want to understand or want to even go through the struggles.
I do agree with the fact that a lot of relationships nowadays, you skip a lot of stuff. I'm guilty of it a lot of times. But I don't know where I was heading with that thought. But yeah, so I feel like it would be better if you follow all the steps, because you'll know you'll be ready to take things to the next level rather than just... But at the same time, when I look at my parents, though, after 3 weeks, they were ready to get married.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. We're talking about today's day and age.
I know.
But you can't parents or like our grandparents of today's day and age, like after 6 years, they're not even still sure if they want to get married or not. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So yeah, I feel like there's a need to, before knowing that you are ready to take things to the, like, next level, like you said, you have to go through all the steps. You need to be able to communicate with the person. I feel like there's a set of criteria that need to be established of he's or she's able to communicate their needs and whatever, and you're also mature enough to communicate your own needs. I feel like what else could be on that list?
On the relationship goals.
Yeah.
I feel like in the first few weeks that you guys start to see each other or talk to each other, it should already been said and done and, like, you know, stamped that, like, this is what I'm looking for. It doesn't have to be with you or whatsoever, but it should be, like, I want kids. If you don't want kids, well, let's not waste our time. I'm not saying that it's because of you. It's just, like, if you don't want kids and you've always never wanted kids, well, let's not waste our time and whatever. You know, it's like, not your criteria, but your life plans, if they don't match together, well, don't force yourself into the relationship either because you want to be in a relationship. So I feel like for me, that's definitely one thing that has to be done. And also, like, we tend to, like, you know, let things go or, like, minimize like our needs or like our goals to, like, you know, be compatible with your partner or the person who you would want to be with. That should not be, that should not happen.
That yeah should happen more.
So yeah,
I do agree.
Yeah,
okay.
Not easy, man.
No, it isn't. It's complicated. Humans are complicated, so why do we think that an alliance of two people, it's not going to be complicated.
Complicated, yeah.
Of course. So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Did you have anything else to add?
I just want to say to every female out there who are being wifey or trying to be wifey, it's pointless, because if you're trying to be a wife before you're even a wife, well, your relationship is not necessarily doomed, but, like, you know, You're skipping ahead way too fast. Like, be the girlfriend. No, but, like, not even. Be in the process of dating. Be the girlfriend. Be, like, you know, okay, like, we're now, we're engaged. And then when you are really wifey, then really be wifey. Like, don't step the steps just because you want to prove that you're capable of being that person. Like, we all know that we're capable of being that person. So, chill. Live your relationship. Take it day by day. Don't stress yourself either into a relationship either just because you want to be as well. But, I mean, relax. Take it easy. Shouldn't be that hard, right?
No. All right. I want to also add that next episode will be a live episode. We still haven't, like, decided all the details of it and whatever, so make sure that you're following us on all our social media, because we'll be announcing all the details to that. We are going to be drunk and talking about shit as always.
When she say drunk, I'm about to be tipsy, because I know what I felt like when I was drunk and I don't like it no more.
But anyways, I'm gonna be tipsy also, because it takes a lot to make me drunk, so it's going to take a while before I'm drunk, so, and we want to, you know, get started on the filming and shit. So thank you for watching this podcast, which is brought to you by me and, well, I should say Lauren and myself, Marie Geneviève. As I said, follow us on all our social media. Not only you will get all the details for the live episode, but you will see also different things that we share. Make sure that you follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. It encourages us to continue when people subscribe. Leave us a comment, and you can also write to us on our email at twoauntiespodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions that you would want us to answer, or any topics you would want us to cover, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye.